thanks for tuning in. We are back and live in the studios, and you're listening to Health in 30 on WRCR AM 1300 Radio Rockland. And as always, it's streaming live at WRCR.com. I'm your host, registered nurse Barbara Ficarra. Health in 30 brings you 30 minutes of the latest health and medical news and information with leading guest medical and health experts. If you haven't visited the healthin30.com website, check it out. Go to healthin30.com. That's healthin30.com. You can listen to audio, sign up for free newsletters, get all of the information from all of the shows, and you can click on to Scribe Media site to watch the Health in 30 online videos, plus a whole lot more. Don't forget to check it out. Go to healthin30.com. If you have any comments or questions, email us. Joining us today is Jonathan Gallen, co-author of The Fat Resistance Diet. His father, Dr. Leo Gallen, is also a co-author. Their book has recently been translated and published in Italy called La Dieta Gallen. Jonathan is a health writer for newspapers, magazines, and major news websites. He is frequently interviewed as a weight loss and health expert on the radio and has appeared on Martha Stewart Living. His work has been featured in publications such as The Washington Post, Body and Soul, Self, Glamour, and The Wall Street Journal. Jonathan has been very gracious to donate a few books today, so call in with a question for Jonathan. Call in at 845-624-1300, and we'll get those books sent out to you. Hi, Jonathan. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's great to be back with you on your show.
Oh, great. I'm so glad that you're here.
Well, congratulations on your award, your upcoming award.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. So, and congratulations to you, too, on getting your book published in Italy. That's awesome.
We are so excited to bring the Fat Resistance Diet to Italy, and they did a great job with your translation. So, yeah, it's really been a great experience.
Great. So, I love this book because it has just nothing but healthy and simple recipes in it.
Well, thank you very much. That's what the readers, they write into us and say that with their success stories, saying that they're losing weight, and just as importantly, they love the recipes. They say it's like eating out at a five-star restaurant. So that's what we were trying to achieve with the Fat Resistance Diet.
That's exactly what they are. They are just really healthy, good recipes and very simple to make. I mean, you have simple things in there that you can make in like 15 minutes or less.
That's the idea, because we know everybody's busy, so we wanted to make it very practical. We've also got a list of 100-calorie diet savers, which is a bunch of snacks that are under 100 calories that you can find in the book, The Fat Resistance Diet. So there are a lot of simple things that you can do that are quick and easy, even without any cooking, to start improving your health.
What are some of those snacks? I know one thing which you send out in your newsletters, which are great, by the way. If anybody wants to sign up, it's at the fatresistancediet.com. And I know you send out these great newsletters with all these helpful tips and healthy foods, recipes and such. And I know the walnuts was a nice one that you sent out, because those are just quick and simple snacks to grab in a moment's notice, and they're very healthy for you.
Exactly, Barbara. I'm so glad you mentioned walnuts. It's really one of our favorite snacks. And it's giving you some protein, and it's giving you some crunchy satisfaction, but you're also getting the healthy omega oils that your body really needs. And that's one of the main points of the Fat Resistance Diet, is your body needs healthy fat. Your brain needs it. Your body needs it. And, in fact, it even helps you lose weight. Studies have shown that walnuts can assist in weight loss. So why not grab a handful of walnuts and make that a healthy snack?
Right. What other quick and easy snacks like that are very healthy for you would you suggest as well?
Well, you could also do, we love carrot sticks, celery sticks. You can have an apple. Another great favorite of ours is non-fat plain yogurt, which you can put in. You can put in some blueberries. You can put in some strawberries, any kind of fruit, or fruit concentrates, which give it like a natural sweetness.
And you have a sundae too, I think, right? That you like a really simple sundae that's a healthy dessert, I should say.
Absolutely, we've got all kinds of desserts, and there's over 100 recipes that you can choose from. So there's a lot, and one of our favorite things is fresh herbs. Springtime is here; the flowers are starting to come up, and it's just a reminder to enjoy the fresh herbs such as basil, parsley, and cilantro. And we've been looking into some of the health benefits of those herbs, and we use them throughout the fat resistance diet in recipes and in the meal plans. And when once you find out about the great health benefits, it really reminds you to start making these herbs a part of your day.
I'm so glad, Jonathan, you brought this up, because this, can you just really, like, take it step by step? I know it sounds so easy just using herbs, but they are really healthy for you. Can you kind of break it down into the different herbs that are really good for you, why you should use them when you eat, and how quick and easy they are actually to use when you cook?
Absolutely. Our top three herbs are easy to find in the supermarket, okay? It's parsley, cilantro, and basil. So all you have to do is pick up a bunch of fresh herbs at the supermarket or when in season at the farmer's market. Another thing you can do, or gardening season's right around the corner, you can also plant these outdoors or indoors. And if you're going to have a garden, be sure to include a little bit of basil, parsley, and cilantro. Can grow inside or outside. Basil is really exciting because it fights inflammation. It's got major polyphenols that actually block inflammation in the body where it starts, because it regulates the activity of the genes that trigger inflammation. So basil is something that you're really going to want to include in your diet.
Explain that for the listeners, though. What is inflammation? Why should they be so concerned with that?
Well, Barbara, as you know, inflammation is now being discovered. It's coming to be understood as the underlying cause for all of the major degenerative diseases that we're suffering from in this country, such as heart disease, such as arthritis, and just as importantly, obesity. So inflammation, a silent inflammation inside of your body, can cause these problems. So we designed the fat resistance diet to take care of that inflammation, allow leptin to work properly, and that actually helps people lose weight. That's why it's so effective.
Okay, you just mentioned that word leptin, and let me just ask you a quick question. I know whenever you turn a TV on, there's somebody trying to sell you something for, you know, to prevent the leptin resistance or, you know, but you just mentioned that, and I just want to make that point, because instead of taking a quick pill for that, you can eat to combat that inflammation or the leptin resistance, right?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Barbara, because we're not talking about any drug or any type of pill at all.
Right.
Leptin is a naturally occurring hormone in the body that helps your body regulate and maintain a natural weight. And what's happened is because of unhealthy fats, trans fats, for example, or too much sugar or too much white flour, you develop leptin resistance, which stops you from losing weight. So what our book does is it reverses leptin resistance with all the special foods that we have in here. For example, all these fresh herbs.
Right.
And then that gets your body to work naturally so that your body can now lose the weight.
And that's so important for people to know, that you can do it easily by just eating the right foods.
For example, basil. We have wonderful recipes that we show you how to use basil if you've been thinking about it. We do favorite Italian dishes the healthy way. So we have chicken parmigiano. Our friends love this recipe. It's done. It's not fried. It's baked in the oven. You get chicken, low-fat chicken breast, ricotta cheese. On top of that, tomato sauce, basil, garlic. That goes in the oven. It's a great meal, and it's got a lot of the nutrition that your body needs.
Right. And the cheese is low fat, though, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
We're
okay.
Always using low fat or non-fat dairy in the fat resistance diet.
And there's really not too much of a difference between the low fat and the regular cheese anyway. It's just a little lighter in taste, but it's really not a big difference.
Absolutely. The whole point is to keep the flavor, Barbara, that you love in these products,
right.
But you just take the fat out. And that's what we're doing. Our family for many, many years, that's what we're doing. We're really so happy to basically share it with everyone in the fat resistance diet.
Right. And basil, too, that's so easy to make a quick pesto sauce as well, right?
Pesto is fantastic. You can, you know, throw that in the blender. We have a recipe for pesto vinaigrette in our book. You can also do a Tuscan frittata in the morning with a little bit of tomato and basil and garlic in your egg white, basically an egg white omelet. Another way to do basil is to put it in a soup. So we put basil right into a tomato basil soup. And once you start using these herbs, it just becomes basically second nature. It's a very, you know, healthy habit that you can develop that before you know it, you'd be enjoying basil, parsley, or cilantro pretty much every day.
Right. And parsley. Can you make a pesto with parsley, or you wouldn't really do that with a parsley?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you
sure.
Can. Okay.
You can make a pesto with the various herbs. Parsley is a great choice. You can find it anywhere. It also grows really well in the garden. And parsley has the ability to raise the levels of antioxidants in your bloodstream. So you're getting the health benefit right away. So one of the great things about the fat-resistance diet, people write to us and say, you know, not only am I losing weight, but I also feel more energetic. I just feel better than I have in many years. And that's because things like parsley go to work in your body right away.
Right. What else would you put parsley in? I mean, you can really throw that in anything, though, right? When you're
absolutely
cooking.
Barbara. I mean,
yeah.
It's terrific. that's what I'm doing. I mean, you can just get a bag of it, and you know, rip off a bunch of parsley with your hand. Just give it a rinse. You can break it off, or you can chop it, and then you can just toss that into whatever you're having. You might be having a soup. It works really well. For example, we use a lot of parsley in our immune power soup, and it's just great. It just makes everything seem so fresh and delicious. It really just wakes up your recipes.
Right. What's the best way to store fresh herbs? Say you bring home parsley and basil, cilantro from the supermarket, and you know you get it in that plastic bag. Should you store it in that bag, or what's the best way to keep it fresh?
Yeah, I think you can store it in that bag. It stays fresh for a few days,
okay.
Like that.
Can you? I mean, I've tried this, but it doesn't last very long, though. Is there a way maybe to extend the life when you put it in a glass of water?
A glass of water would also be.
Yeah.
I've seen people doing that, and you could also, you know, you could take it out of the plastic bag and you could put it into like a glass or plastic container, and, you know, put it in the fridge.
Right, and they freeze well too.
They freeze really well.
Mm-hmm.
Another herb which you've got to put on your list is cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also known as Asian parsley or coriander. And that's used in Asian cuisine. It's used in Latin cuisine. Think guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got such a distinctive flavor, but it's also got remarkable components that help you reduce high blood sugar. Now, that's very exciting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It also helps you lower cholesterol. Cilantro kills dangerous bacteria, and even better, cilantro helps you detoxify.
Wow.
So cilantro is something that you're just going to want to start having.
Yeah, wow. Those are a lot of health benefits to that.
I love it.
Wow.
It's delicious.
And that's used in a lot of sauces as well, right? Like a
perfect example. We love all kinds of sauces in the fat-resistance diet,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a great way to get all the freshness of tomato, for example, a little bit of onion. You know the great health benefits of a little bit of raw onion and some cilantro mixed in there. You could do fruit. We do a mango salsa. You can do all kinds of sauces, and that's a great, basically non-fat way to get all that flavor into your dishes.
Just go over quickly. I know you just mentioned them, but it's for the cilantro, exactly what it does. You just said it reduces the high blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really important thing to know, because
exactly.
I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Well, people who have been following the fat resistance diet write into us and say that when they have diabetes, it really improves their diabetes condition because of things like cilantro helping them to reduce their high blood sugar. And for diabetics, we have information on our website, fatresistancediet.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely free. And you can go on there and get all the information that we have about, you know, what are the good foods to have, for example, if you have diabetes.
Right. Yeah. You have great information on your website. With diabetes, I mean, that is stemming, too, from so much of the obesity that's going on, too, in the U.S. And here's what I just want to point out. Recently, as a visitor in the hospital, so I see things in a little different way than when I'm working there. But there in the emergency room or wherever you are, there's like a candy machine right in front of your face and a soda machine in a hospital. And you would think it would be like a healthy snack and drink that you can get. But I think that's all contributing to the whole weight problem, too, in America.
That's absolutely true, Barbara. And Dr. Gowland and I are working to bring the fat resistance diet into hospitals. We're working with a major health system in New Jersey right now.
Great.
And they're introducing healthier recipes to the cafeteria for the staff and for the doctors, and also for the patients, because part of the healing process, as you know, it's very important to be getting the right kind of nutrition.
Right.
So
that's
this is great. Something that we're bringing to hospitals now. We're really excited about.
Right. All this, too, would be so great in, like, a quick fast food restaurant, you know, like a drive-thru thing. I mean, here's your next project, Jonathan.
Well, that sounds like a great project. And, you know, in our book, we do also point out how to eat healthy when you eat out. It's a big part of American life. Mm-hmm. You know, we understand that. And there are a lot of strategies that you can take that are very effective that help you make the right healthy choices when you're eating out.
Right. I think it depends on some of the restaurants that you go to. If people are in a quick rush and they're just grabbing something quick to eat, they're going to go to the quickest, fastest place, and those places really aren't the healthiest.
Right. That could happen.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, I love about a restaurant is that they have a great kitchen. They often have a great kitchen there. They have a lot of the fresh fruit and vegetables available. The challenge is to just, you know, put that kitchen to use. So you're going to look for things like a healthy salad. Ask for sauces and dressings on the side. You can get grilled fish. You can get grilled chicken. There are all sorts of things. You just have to be a little creative,
mm-hmm.
and maybe ask some questions and sort of make some suggestions about how you'd like something prepared.
Right. And if you don't see it on the menu, do you think you can ask, say, for a grilled piece of chicken instead of however they prepare it?
Certainly.
Yeah.
You know, and for example, in a Chinese restaurant, you mm-hmm. can always get something steamed. So you can get some steamed broccoli and shrimp, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be getting all the flavor that you want. You can maybe season that with a little soy sauce and try to get a little brown rice with that. Now they give you the choice. You can get brown rice.
Right.
But there's a great way to, you know, eat out, but, you know, you lose the fat and keep the flavor.
Right. I think that's why education is so important, because of these healthy foods, because when you see something on a menu, you might not say, well, let me see if I can get it a different way. But knowing that information in advance helps you make the right choice, so when you're out, you can eat healthy.
I totally agree.
Yeah. We actually have a caller on the line. Hello, you're on WRCR.
Hi, my favorite is basil, and I have two quick questions, but I'm going to hang up and listen. Someone said pesto sauce is very fattening. I want to know if that's true. And second, I use a lot of basil, and of course, you can't keep it fresh for a long time, so I freeze it. And is that just as beneficial as fresh basil?
Well, I guess I can go in order. To answer your first question, I think that, for example, our recipe for pesto vinaigrette, we use the fresh basil, and then we use a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. Now, extra virgin olive oil has been shown in studies to reduce inflammation, so it's really good for you. However, olive oil does have a lot of calories, so it's something that you're going to want to use, you know, sparingly. So in terms of, you know, pesto being fattening, we'd like to just use more of the fresh basil and just a little bit of olive oil to make that.
Right. And the basil, if you freeze it, because I freeze my basil and I use it all year round in my sauce.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I love to freeze some of the herbs, and I think that it does retain the nutritional value that way, and it's a great way to have them all year round. In fact, they're selling some of the herbs right now in the supermarkets frozen.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay, caller, just hang on for 1 second. They're just going to get your address so they can mail out the book to you. Thank you very much. Jonathan, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, that's such great information. Thank you about all those herbs. I just wanted to ask you about that, the escape of the toxic food environment.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Well, This was on one of from one of your newsletters about all I get. You know what? I actually, it's just right in front of me, and I've got it.
I've got it here.
okay, sorry about
yeah,
that.
The concept of the toxic food environment is that when if we're just eating out, you know, quickly in a rush, as you said, having things like burger and fries and a sugary soft drink,
right?
That's called the toxic food environment. That's going to lead to craving more of high fat and high sugar foods. And the good news is that on a diet like the fat resistance diet, you can escape the toxic food environment because you're going to be having natural food, all natural food, no artificial sweeteners, no sugar. We do use some fruit for sweetness, so it's not too serious. It's fun and enjoyable. But the idea is that after a couple of days, the sugar cravings actually really do go away. And it's remarkable because you develop a taste for things like, you know, fresh tangerines, oranges, fruit, instead of the wrong things. And you start to want those things. So by doing a new program like the fat resistance diet, you're able to escape the toxic food environment.
Right, that's great. Can you just talk about arugula, which I didn't realize until I read your information that it has calcium in it, and flaxseed, because I know that how important that is with the omega-3s. Can you talk about those two a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Arugula is used throughout the fat resistance diet. I like to use it. A friend of ours, actually a physician, is so happy because he's making our egg white omelets in the morning for breakfast, and it's served with arugula. That's one of the greens that we recommend because we're trying to get as many fruits and vegetables into the day as we can. So he said it's just like such a treat to have some arugula, you know, in his breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize, though, with the calcium aspect to that, though.
Yeah.
That's great to know that.
Yeah, I mean, the studies are showing that arugula has lots of calcium, so it's something. It's basically a vegetarian or vegan way to get some calcium, and I know that that's important to many people. That brings up the fact that we have a lot of vegetarian and vegan recipes in the fat resistance diet, and a lot of people are following the diet that way, and they find that it really works very well because we're using things like beans for protein, and soy.
Mm-hmm.
So you get creative with the protein sources, and you're able to do a vegetarian program with the fat resistance diet.
Right. And just flax seeds quickly, because we have a caller on the line. I just want you to mention that, because that's a really healthy thing to add. You could add that to anything, actually.
Absolutely. Dr. Galland is always in the kitchen himself grinding up the fresh flax seed. He likes it that way. He says that's the best way to have flax seed. So if you're wondering how to have flax seed, grind some up. You can throw that into a smoothie. We've got recipes for smoothies in our books.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it on salads. As you said, there are just any number of ways you can use flax seed. It also can go into some healthy pancakes that we have or a healthy granola. So flax seed, because of the omega oils, the important omega oils, flaxseed is something that you want to make part of your day.
Right. Okay, great. Caller, hi, you're on WRCR Health in 30.
Yes, hi. My name is Dolores. I'd like to have a question for the doctor, please.
Sure.
I'm told that I'm, like, pre-exposed to diabetes, and I have to watch my carbs and my sugar. Now, if you're watching that, I notice that the fat content is very, very high, and I need to watch that also for my cholesterol. So how do you balance that all three out?
Oh, okay. In terms of sugar, cholesterol, and fat?
And carbs, yeah.
And fat and carbs. Okay. The people that have written into us that are diabetic have really found dramatically improved results when they go on to the fat resistance diet.
Right.
Why? Because the first 2 weeks have almost no grains. So, in fact, you're having less carbohydrates than if you're, you know, the typical American diet. However, you are having healthy carbohydrates in the form of fruits, such as pomegranate. Now, studies have shown that the sugar in pomegranate is fine for diabetics, that it does, that it doesn't actually raise the blood sugar.
Uh-huh.
So you're able to benefit from the nutrition in pomegranate, at, you know, at the same time. Another thing is the healthy fats. Flaxseed, which we just mentioned, is great as an anti-diabetic food. So that's something you want to put in your diet. Extra virgin olive oil is another thing. And, of course, you're going to need to limit saturated fat. So you're going to want to stay away from high-fat dairy, things like butter or cream. You know, we limit red meat, you know, to only like once a week in the fat resistance diet.
Right.
And certainly that would be optional. So I think that the best case scenario is to choose a very healthy diet and start to change that situation.
Right. But it, like sometimes, you know, you see in the stores low sugar products, like reduced sugar and everything. But then they're very, very high. They're high in carbs and high in fat. So like, what do you, you know, what can you have that's, you know, like, you know, not so bad for you? It's like, you know, everybody wants a cookie once in a while, but if you buy a sugar-free cookie, it's high in fat.
Well, we have a lot of delicious desserts. For example, we do Black Forest banana split. That's done with low fat. Low fat's important. Low fat ricotta cheese.
Right. Okay.
A little bit of cherry, cherry concentrate. Cherry is very, very healthy. A little bit of cocoa powder, so that makes it Black Forest. But, you know, our friends are having that recipe that aren't, you know, dieting or anything, but they just like the food. We do all sorts of things with fruit, because very important, Dr. Gallen says, to get your 9 or 10 servings of fruit and vegetables into the day.
Okay, I see.
So you're going to be wanting to get those, you know, from morning until night, things like fruit, things like green tea. That's just a tremendously beneficial beverage right there. We've got a recipe for Slim Chai tea, which has a lot of different of the special spices, like cinnamon right there. That's something that you'd want to be having. That's really, really healthy for diabetes.
Okay, thank you.
Caller, stay on the line and we'll get your address and send a book out to you.
Thank you so very much. Very interesting program.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Jonathan, we have like a minute left almost. Do you want to wrap it up quickly? And I think we're going to just have to go an hour with the show because I can't believe a half hour's over already.
It's great being on with you again today, Barbara.
Thanks.
The points that you made are, you know, absolutely essential, and you're just doing such a great job of bringing this information to the public. I think you're... Barbara Ficarra is really doing a public service here.
You're terrific. So kind. anything on this show, though, I only have what I truly believe on this show. And when you look at this book, and if you want to lose weight, it's a perfect way to do it. If you just want to truly eat healthy and cook simple foods, it's the recipes are right there, and they're so simple and healthy. And do you cater, by the way, Jonathan? Going to hire you as a...
I was going to ask you the same question, Barbara. But if you want to check out the book and also some of the reviews of the book, you can see those at Amazon.com. People have written in, and you can see the results.
Great. And the website, again, is it The Fat Resistance or just Fat Resistance?
It's just FatResistanceDiet.com.
FatResistanceDiet.com. Diet.com. Jonathan Gallen, thank you so very much for being here.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And just a quick note, National Advanced Directives Day's initiative is underway. Anyone wishing for more information can write to Susan Perry at advanceddirectivesday@hotmail.com. And next week, join us. Dr. Patrick Clancy will join me, and he'll discuss the medical reasons why patients with varicose veins should seek treatment. So keep your dial set at 1300 a.m. on WRCR. Go online to listen live at WRCR.com. Have a great week. Stay healthy. I'm Barbara Ficarra for Health in 30. See you next week. AM 1300.
WRCR Spring Valley.
He doesn't recall being involved in deliberations over firing eight U.S. prosecutors, but he told reporters in Boston the changes he approved were appropriate.
At the end of the day, I know what I did, and I know that the motivations for the decisions that I made were not based upon improper reasons.
Yesterday, Gonzalez's former chief of staff told a Senate panel the firings were Gonzalez's decision. The maker of a recalled pet food says it's dropping the U.S. supplier of one of its ingredients and may sue them.
One supplier's products was adulterated in a manner that was not part of any known screening process for wheat gluten. The important point today is that that source of that adulteration has been identified and removed from our system.
Hill's Pet Nutrition has recalled some dry cat food made with contaminated wheat gluten. A British Marine has appeared on Iranian television today apologizing for entering Iranian waters. This is